Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Lindsay Knox joins us from McDonald Carano. She's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This holiday season, say aloha to winning big with the Carson Valley Inn's $250,000 Hawaiian holiday giveaways. Unwrap the fun with $500 Southwest gift cards and mini vacations every Saturday. And $60,000 in grand prize Hawaiian vacations or cash. The islands are calling only at the Carson Valley Inn.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain. And for over 90 years, the Nevada Trucking Association has been the voice for the men and women in the trucking industry. From Carson City to Washington, D.C., we advocate for policies to protect our trucking companies and keep commerce flowing. Because Nevada's and America's prosperity is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
It happens. And when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Lindsay Knox. She is Senior Vice President and Policy Director for McDonald Carano. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
You're our holiday gift to the audience.
Yes. It's a second home.
Hey, let's start out with looking back on the special session. Brian Wachter was on the program earlier today and for a different show. And we started talking about the film tax credits, and he stopped me and listed all the successes that the administration actually had, which were not really laid out very well in the media. Do you want to elaborate on some of those beyond what happened with the film tax credit bill?
Absolutely. I think, well, look at the governor's health care bill, for instance. That was, a true success for everybody that worked on it. I mean, that bill was, over a year in the making. And, some things happened on the last couple of days of the regular session to where it had to, be killed. But we knew, again, the efforts and the hours that were put into it to sort of see that back on the agenda, I think, was very much needed and deserved by everyone. That was, again, a big success in hoping to bring, more of that workforce that is so desperately needed in our state. The next would be SB 8. That was dealing with, the Amazon opinion by the Supreme Court. And, that came out, there was a few weeks, and the business community were like, this is a massive issue for our state. We have to get this done. In working with governor's office and leadership in both houses, everybody agreed that it needed to be worked on. And that was another huge success. And we're grateful for everyone that worked as diligently to get a bill in place and moving forward in such a short period of time. But those, there are other successes.
The crime bill.
Bill tax, the crime bill. It was pretty watered down from, you know, the things that I have been told. It's not a bill that, you know, I had a lot to do with. But, you know, I know it was very watered down. But in my mind, you know, that was a priority of the governor. He got another bill, which, you know, makes me very happy for him and his team.
All right. So let's go back to the film tax bill. It, you know, Mark Wahlberg said a couple of weeks ago that it's not a question of if, but when. But that seems to me to be a little overconfidence there. Is that done for at this point?
You know, Sam, I'll be very honest. I got to watch that from a distance. And I have every time that it has been raised, whether it was in regular sessions or in special. I was bystander watching all of it. Do I think they stay? Probably not. I think that there are other states that see it and are like, yeah, no, you know what, Nevada, we're gonna take this off your hands. I could be wrong, not knowing all of the, you know, behind the scene players in that. But I do not see maybe the magnitude that was intended to come to Nevada coming here. Maybe something on a smaller scale does.
And it is such a competitive field where everybody's offering everything to get the film studios. But at the same time, you look at the news reports and Netflix is cutting back on production in L.A. You've got other movie studios cutting back on production. It seems like the movie industry needs the states more than the states need the movie industry at this point in time. And so therefore, maybe the deal needs to be, you know, 180 degrees opposite of what it had been proposed.
And maybe it does. You know, I think the true effort, and I give them all the credit, was, you know, trying to make this a jobs bill and trying to, you know, broaden that diversity, you know, down here in Clark County to bring new jobs, high paying jobs, you know, to the Vegas Valley. So I think there was the best of intentions in what it was attempting to do. But same as you, like I've seen kind of what these studios are up to. I saw that Netflix changed the Warner Brothers Tower with, you know, their N already. And there is a shift in what that dynamic looks like when it comes to the AI, when it comes to the way that I think people watch movies and watch TV. It's just very different. So does that serve Nevada and its citizens best? You know what? I don't know. But maybe at the end of the day, this will be a blessing in disguise and we were saved from something.
You know, I think that the hope for the movie industry is that as long as people are dating, the movie theaters will still stay alive.
You know what? I love the movie theaters, personally.
Me too.
My kids love it. Like, we love going to the movies. Because, you know, I personally don't like to sit in my house all day long. That is just me. I don't want to be in my house. But I will tell you also, when I'm at home, I don't really watch TV. It's background noise. So if I really want to watch a movie, I would prefer to go somewhere because then there's no distractions.
No, and I couldn't agree with you more. And there are some movies that are just too big to watch on your movie screen at home, no matter how big your screen is. You need to see them in IMAX or in the best features. All right, let's talk about things that I've heard whispered at this point, which is the potential for another special session, not this year, but perhaps next year, because of potential budget shortfalls. What are you hearing, if anything, about this?
You know, I think when the big, beautiful bill passed, or whatever everybody wants to call it, because everybody's got different opinions about what it is.
Yes, they do.
you know, I think there was concerns about that. Yeah, and there's always been since, you know, that since that passed, that there may have to be another special after the first of the year. And I give an enormous amount of credit to Stacey Weeks. She's been very transparent with the numbers. And I think, you know, she kind of reassured everybody maybe that's not the case and that this wouldn't really hit us till the next biennium. But there are other things that we have to pay for as a state. So recently, I have not heard anything, but I would not be surprised if we did have to have a very short, not, you know, the last one we had. Not as contentious, but just a simple budget special. It would not surprise me if we needed to do that.
You can't do that within the interim finance committee?
Well, I think it depends where the shortfalls are. I think a lot you can handle with IFC, but there are certain things that you can't. And based off of what the governor needs, what our agencies need, I think that will show us if we truly have to go into a special or if we can just go through IFC.
All right, let's take a break and we'll come back more with Lindsay Knox after this timeout.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
It's the most wonderful time to win during the $125,000 holiday cash frenzy at Tamarack Casino. Every Saturday, unwrap thousands in cash and free play. Don't miss the grand finale December 27th. We're gifting $20,000 in cash guaranteed. Tis the season for good times at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lindsay Knox. She is Senior Vice President and Policy Director for McDonald Carano. Let's look at some of the races, because there's some really interesting stuff coming up. Let's start with the governor's race on the Democratic side. I said on the program before that when Alexis Hill first came on the program to talk about entering the governor's race, I thought, well, that's interesting. She's been pretty sharp on the Washoe County Commission, and maybe she's laying the groundwork for a future statewide race. But since then, and in her second appearance on the program, she is in it to win it. What are your thoughts on this is going to be the one of the hottest races, both in the primary and in the general, in the country?
And I completely agree with you. I mean, I think this definitely is a race to look at from a national level. Governor Lombardo, he's been very successful. He's very popular. So, you know, this brings a lot of attention to Nevada, and it's bringing a lot of dollars into our state, too. When it comes to the primary, I think Alexis Hill is wonderful. I think she is a great person. I enjoy talking to her. But that is an uphill battle. First, you are from Washoe. You know, we don't have the population. Yes, I do truly believe you need Washoe in the rural communities to win that race. In a general. But I think a primary is a very, very different beast, as we have seen in past elections. Primaries, they're becoming more expensive. They're getting more contentious. So it will be interesting. I think, you know, Ford has won statewide. You know, he has won statewide twice. So his name recognition is there. For her, it's going to be a lot of boots on the ground, spending a lot of time down in the South, and working those rural communities to, you know, get their vote. I think also she's got to raise money. It's going to be a very expensive primary, and Ford has a good amount of money in the bank. And that is where I think things could get a little hairy. is if she can't raise those dollars.
Kalani Tissot, the Democratic fundraiser, was on the program a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about not only how much money was going to be raised in Nevada, but how much outside money was coming into the state in all of these major races. What are your thoughts on that? And who are the ones and why are they interested in Nevada?
I think the number that is going to come in at the end of the day is going to be gross. And it can be spent on so many other wonderful things for our state and for our country. But, I mean, who am I? I think he's very, very right. And I think a lot of these groups, they have interests because Nevada is that purple state. It's where they like to try some things. You see a lot of the more Democratic groups bringing bills into the state. They funnel a lot of money in. They've always been successful with that. And I think, you know, Harry Reid had a lot to do with that. And so we're a good test case. So that brings in an enormous amount of money for elections and then going into the 27th legislative session.
Let's talk about the attorney general race, because on the Democratic side, that's another interesting one. Harry Reid must be turning over in his grave because he would have cleared the way for one person in each of these races, and that sure ain't happening now.
It isn't. And I will tell you, I will give the Democratic Party in this state an enormous amount of credit. And they have always done, Harry Reid did that. The Reid machine was just such a well thought out strategic plan. And yes, he would have cleared the path 4-1. And everybody else would have been told to stand in line. So to see the Democrats kind of going after one another is unique in our state. That we haven't seen that. I've never seen it in my career. So that, again, very expensive, very contentious race with two great candidates. Both I very much like and work very well with. So, you know, it puts all of us in a very, you know, difficult decision or position too, because again, we work with these people and both of them are wonderful.
You know, we talk about how much money is coming into the state, but money is not necessarily the deciding factor, as we saw in CD2 the last time around when Mark Amadei raised, I believe, about $2.5 million versus Greg Kidd, who raised $11 million or contributed $11 million of his own money into that. But what was interesting about that race was he was a Democrat. He is a Democrat, contributes to Democratic causes, but ran as an independent. And, you know, people call me, as I'm sure they call you, before election time because they don't necessarily know all the races on the ballot, and ask for your opinions. And I always try to be the Tim Russert and give people both sides of the equation. But one of the things that surprised me was the number of people that said that they were looking for the Democrat in CD2. There wasn't one, but they were familiar with the name Mark Amadei and decided to vote for him because there wasn't a Democrat, whereas they would have voted for any Democrat. And I wonder, A, how that plays. Well, obviously we know how it played in Northern Nevada, but you look at Becky Harris running for the Clark County Commission, former Democrat, who became a Republican, fiscal conservative, not a social conservative, running as an independent for the Clark County Commission. How do you think all those things stack up to play out in her race?
I think we have seen in our state that the nonpartisan is kind of the winner right now. That is the most popular registration we have, whether that's DMV or not. I believe that people are tired of the nastiness from both sides. And they don't really care, or they switch, you know, to vote in primaries because we've made it so easy. But I think people they're kind of fed up. And Becky has pretty good name recognition. Not only was, you know, she a state senator, she was what? She was on the
head of the Gaming Control Board, first
female. Head of the Gaming Commission. Yep. So she has some name recognition and she has a lot of friends down there. So I think she is competitive. I think being an independent nowadays is, it's kind of not a lot of them win races yet, but I think it's coming. And I think you'll see more people, especially if she is able to pull this out, potentially switching because they see there can be success in it.
You know, I think that, and I'm not predicting that she will win, but if she were to win, she, along with April Becker and Marilyn Kirkpatrick and Jim Gibson, not that the Clark County Commission isn't business friendly, but it would make it even more business friendly.
I completely agree. They are business friendly. They have done a wonderful job. And I will say, I don't do a ton of local stuff down here, but yeah, I've known obviously Marilyn for years, I've known April, I've known Tick. So I do have relationships with them, but I watch them and they do a very good job. And they hold people's feet to the fire and make decisions that they believe are best for this community. And I think, again, have done a wonderful job. But yes, I do see it becoming more business friendly as you bring in some new diverse minds, making it more bipartisan with Republican, Democrat, and Independent. I mean, that's how you bring true bipartisanship together.
The public seems to be clamoring for that, but it's not necessarily reflected because of the primary system. Do you think at some point Nevada is going to end up going for an open primary system? Because I personally would love that.
I think it depends on what it is. There are so many different models, and I'm not sure that we have found the one that truly fits us. Nevada, every state is unique, but Nevada is, you know, extremely unique. And yes, do I see us going that direction at some point? We have to. People, again, like I said previously, people are fed up with the party system. You see it every day. You hear about it. The rhetoric that goes back and forth is just so dehumanizing to everyone that it makes people shy away. So I do see that it needs to happen, and I think it will bring other candidates, not necessarily better, but other candidates into the fold that can hopefully, again, bring that bipartisan effort moving forward.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with Lindsay Knox from McDonald Corona after this timeout.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You're in trouble with the law. It's easy to think you'll lose everything, but there is hope. I'm Attorney Orrin Johnson. Your first step is to hire a serious attorney with the experience to successfully navigate the legal system for you.
Sometimes hope means addiction treatment instead of jail and making sure you're treated fairly.
Sometimes hope means fearless trial attorneys who will stand up to the government when they get it wrong. Call or text Orrin Johnson Law.
We'll make a plan.
You'll take back your life.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lindsay Knox. She is the Senior Vice President and Policy Director for McDonald Corona. One area we were talking about voting before the break there, ranked choice. I just think it's too complicated. And I think that we need to make things simpler for voters, not more complicated.
I completely agree. I want to see an open primary system. I don't think that is the right one. I have friends in states that have it, and it takes, you know, a few elections to get it right and for voters to understand. And quite frankly, in a state like ours, I don't, in having to work with these folks, I don't really want it to take a couple of election cycles. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on, you know, the next general with that ballot question, because it does come back, I believe. And we'll see what voters want. I personally don't think it's what's best for us, but I also, I listen to the voters and I do what they want.
This is also a state where races are sometimes decided by the draw of cards.
Yes, I saw that. That was one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen. And I think that was a GID.
Yeah.
That is a very unique way to do things. And it's very typical, I feel, of Nevada. It does not surprise me.
Exactly. Well, listen, thank you as always for doing this. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And we'll see you in the new year. I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about.
Yes, we will. And Merry Christmas to you too, Sam.
Thank you. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Mom!
It happens, and when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
Check out our archive section on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Great interviews going back as far as 2002. Really worth watching. We'll see you on the next one.